If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Alice from the Department of Veterans Affairs. I just want to ask you, what's the number one thing you recommend to service members to do before getting out so they can make a good VA claim?
Thank you. I think that's a good question. I think that a lot of times service members are really stressed as they're getting ready to get out because they don't know what they should be claiming. And one of the tools that we have, actually, we give it to our folks who are getting ready to separate or retire, and we need them to do it for their BDD claims. But really, it's something that every service member could start working on now, and it's our separation health assessment. It's similar to your PHA, which is, you know, that two-page, no, everything's fine, or no, nothing's wrong with me, and 14C, I'm good. It's similar to that, only it's 15 pages. So what it does is it basically makes you start assessing every part of your body. And so if you can start tracking that when you're in the military, when you're getting ready to separate or retire, what happens is you already have that list made of what's happened to you over the past 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years. And I think that that's probably the biggest dilemma I see, is that members are not sure what to claim, and they can't think back that far. They don't remember that stuff because you're focused on your mission and you're not necessarily focused on yourself. And so tracking what's going on with you medically, mentally, and physically, or physically, mentally, and emotionally, what's happening with you really is a great tool that you can use to prep for that disability claim.
What would you say to someone that's towards the end of their career and thinks it's not worth it because they're almost done?
I think if you are almost done and you haven't tracked anything, I have people who come in at 30 years and they haven't done anything up to that point. But our tool, this separation health assessment, it's a 15-page document. You can still do it. Actually, you can do it even a year after you separate. You can put in a claim at any point in time. But within a year of service, we can retroactively pay it back to your final day of service. So I think that separation health assessment, it's available on the VA website. It's a phenomenal tool, and it's something that anybody can use. It's like a living document, in my opinion. If you use it as a living document, it'll be that much more beneficial. But it's made for people to use right before they get out of the military.
Okay, thank you. Guys, stay tuned to hear more. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Alice from the Department of Veterans Affairs. I just want to ask you, what's another thing you see service members do wrong when it comes to making a VA claim?
That question makes me laugh, because actually it's something that everybody does. But military members in particular are very strong-willed, and they put service before self all the time. And so what happens is they're good. And what I'm good means is I don't go to the doctor. You don't go to the doctor when you're sick. You don't go to the doctor when something's wrong. And some of the times you don't go because you say somebody else needs to be seen before me because you know someone else is really suffering. Other times you just do it because you think I've got to keep it together. And it's really, it doesn't help you if you don't go to the doctor and get care for things. And I'm not saying that folks should talk themselves out of orders, but really going to the doctor when you need care for something will help, because what will happen is there'll be something documented in your military treatment records that you have been seen for that particular ailment.
And what would you say to someone that maybe had an issue in the past that maybe just them and their buddy know about? What would you recommend to them?
I would suggest that folks have a buddy statement. We have a witness lay statement that we can make, and it's a good idea to have a contact at every duty location you've been at, so that person you can go back to and say, hey, you were with me when that happened. You were there when that exposure happened. Or when I had that incident, you were there. I didn't go to medical. We were in a hurry. We were leaving. We were deploying. The ship was moving, whatever it was. And so having someone out fill out that witness lay statement is another way to validate whatever that situation was that you were in at the time.
Is there anything else you'd recommend?
I think when it comes to these things, I think that having documentation in order, whether it's doing that SHA, our separation health assessment, or getting those witness lay statements, I think another part of that SHA is documenting everything you're talking about there on a spreadsheet. I once had a young sailor come in and he said, I've been in for a year and I need to prep for my separation. And I thought, wow, okay, he's prepping, he's getting out, something happened. And he said, no, I'm getting out after 4 years. And I said, wow, you're going to prep now? This is like, you're my person. And he said, can I just use my phone? Can I use the notes app on my phone to start documenting when things go wrong, when stuff happens? And I thought it was perfect, you know, because if you're getting ready to get out and you're not taking the time to do the separation health assessment, or you're not taking the time to put an Excel spreadsheet together of all your ailments, even a simple notes app notification, something where you can track what's going on with you physically, emotionally, and psychologically. It really will go a long way because it will relieve your stress in the future, and it'll make it so that you can then remember everything. So,
thank you. Stay tuned to hear more tips for VA claims. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Alice from the Department of Veterans Affairs. I just want to ask, since we've been talking about like VA claims, what's the deadline to put in for one?
Okay. That's kind of an odd question to answer because actually you can put in a claim at any point in time once you separate from service. So when you're on active duty, if you want to put what we call our benefits delivered at discharge claim, which means you put in your claim while you're on active duty, you go to all your exams while you're on active duty, and you have your rating decision shortly after you separate from service, that's our BDD claim. And that claim would be one that you can put in. You can actually submit it in our system 180 days out until 90 days out. Okay, so 6 months to 3 months is basically the window for that one. However, we have a lot of folks who don't think about it beforehand or have last minute changes where they decide I'm getting out at the last minute. And in that case, you can actually put in your claim still while you're on active duty. We just won't set your exams up until you actually separate from service. As a veteran, you can put in a claim at any point in time. I work with veterans who are 90 years old and putting in their first claim. I work with veterans who are 50 and putting in appeal claims to something or an increase because something has gotten worse from service. But since most of the population here is active duty, I'd like to just address one thing with the active duty folks. There's kind of a misconception out there that you can't submit your claim or you can't work on your claim until 180 days out. You can't start that. And that's actually not true. What you really should be doing is if you're a year out, that's when you really need to start working on your claim and not push submit until that 6 month window, until you hit that 6 month window, you hit that window from that 180 days to 90 days out for that BDD claim. But you really should be working on that about a year out.
Is there anything else you would tell people that are like on the fence about submitting it? They're worried about something?
I think that you really should submit a claim. And I think that oftentimes people think it's not that bad, or I see my buddy and it's so much worse for him or for her. And I think that number one, Americans need to understand that we have to put in that what the cost of your duty is. And I think only if people put in a claim will America understand that. The second thing is, I think that people will, when you're putting in a claim, you have buddies. You have people, they always talk in the military about look left and look right, and your buddies and who has your back. And really putting in a claim is having the back of a buddy who doesn't have the confidence or doesn't feel comfortable or feels uncomfortable saying, I need some help. And so you putting in a claim can help those buddies. They can help those on your left and your right, those that have your back. And so I think everybody should put in a claim. Also, just because you feel okay now, that injury that you had doesn't bother you that much. I'm an older person. And in my 50s, I can tell you, stuff that was minor in the 20s or 30s, it's become really uncomfortable now at 50s. So I think that it's important that you put in the claims. And we will determine whether or not something is service-connected or if it rises to the level of getting compensated for it. We may say it's service-connected, but it's not yet severe enough for compensation. So I think it's really important that people put in those claims.
Okay, thank you. Stay tuned to hear more from Veterans Affairs. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Alice from the Department of Veterans Affairs. I just want to ask you, we've been talking about the VA claims and all that. How do you go about doing the actual exams?
Okay. Actually, I appreciate that question because there's a lot of misconceptions about the exams that members go through. All of your VA exams for disability compensation are going to be done out in town. So what happens is once you put in your claim for disability, someone will review your claim and then they'll determine what exams they need to send you to, and you'll go to those exams out in town. It sounds like a simple process, but it kind of feels like your work is done. But the truth is your work isn't done when you go to those exams, because at those exams, you need to explain and complain. And so when you go to the doctor, you may not be going to the doctor on a day when your back is out or spasming or having major issues. But you need to be able to explain to the doctor what happens when your back does go out or how often your back goes out. You need to paint the picture. So if you tell someone you have back pain, that doesn't really paint a picture. But if you tell someone you can't lift items that are larger than a certain certain weight or mass-wise, they're bigger than something, or you can't go up and down stairs, or you can't run as often as you used to run, or you have to take pain pills in order to accomplish certain tasks or put lidocaine patches on. What happens is that's painting a picture, and that's telling a story about what your back is like or what your ailment is. So those appointments, although you are basically along for the ride, you show up and do what they ask you to do, you still have an obligation. It really is in your best interest to paint that picture and to explain and complain about each of those ailments that you have claimed, so that the doctor can then understand that even if they're not, if you're not exhibiting that symptom today, that's something that you face on a regular basis. And so that's really helpful.
So you see, most people probably have the problem just saying, oh, I'm a 3 today, but when this really hurting, it's like a 9?
Yes, but the problem is, what is a 3 to you, and what is a 9 to you? I remember my mom went to a hospital, and they said to her, what is your pain level? And I think she said it was like a 6. And they said, well, 6 doesn't sound that bad. And then she said she gave birth to 4 children and didn't have any pain pills and had a lot of problems. And I think that that helped give a little bit of a reference point. And I think for military personnel, we're so accustomed to, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's okay. It's not, I mean, it hurts. You know, but even for a military person to say it hurts, that's a bigger statement than it is for maybe somebody who complains all the time. You know, and so it's really important that you paint that picture and you show what hurt looks like to you. Instead of just saying, yes, it hurts, or it's a 6. It's a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. If we don't know the reference point, the 6 doesn't really make any sense to us.
Okay, thank you. Stay tuned to hear more from Veteran Affairs. Coming up next. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Alice from the Department of Veteran Affairs. I know we talked about quite a few different things this afternoon, but is there anything else you'd like to add or let the community know?
Yes, I would like to let you guys know that I am here and available for appointments this week. I know that tomorrow my schedule, I have a lot of one-on-ones and I have a command brief, but Friday my schedule is pretty open. I am available for one-on-ones, or if you want me to speak with a group of folks, you can reach out to the Fleet and Family Support Center and they can hook you up with an appointment.
Thanks for coming out. Really enjoyed the interview.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in with DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Penny Officer Cram Van Diesel. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Signal, the station serving America's best.